In this bulletin, a major shake-up recommended for Australia's superannuation industry. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce defends accepting money for an interview about his family, and banned cricketers David Warner and Cameron Bancroft to return to the game through a tournament in the Northern Territory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told Parliament the government is committed to banning exit fees for anyone who wants to change superannuation funds. A Productivity Commission investigation into the superannuation system has found a third of accounts, or about 10 million, are unintended multiple accounts. The Commission describes its findings as a mixed report card and says the architecture of compulsory super is outdated after almost three decades. Mr. Turnbull says the government is committed to change.
And Mr. Speaker, we're also ensuring that we're cracking down on costly and unfair fees and charges on superannuation accounts. And Mr. Speaker, we are banning exit fees for anyone who simply wants to change their fund. That's costing Australians around $52 million a year at the moment. We're introducing a 3% cap on administration of fees on accounts with a balance of $6,000 or less.
Barnaby Joyce has defended selling the story of his new family in an interview, saying it was his partner who decided to accept the six-figure payment. The former Deputy Prime Minister said he and staffer-turned-partner Vicky Campion wanted privacy after the birth of their son last month, but media intrusion into their lives had made this difficult. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he'll raise the matter privately with Mr. Joyce, but he's told Tasmanian Radio that he would not have encouraged Mr. Joyce to speak to the media. Mr. Joyce says constant media attention was having an impact on their lives.
We tried for privacy. And the last fortnight, we've had drones over our house, we've had paparazzi waiting for us outside Armidale Airport, we've had people following us to Yarralla. We tried just burning this out, and that didn't work.
The couple sold their story to Channel 7's Sunday Night program for a reported $150,000. The controversial interview will air on Sunday. It's prompted calls for a ban on serving politicians receiving cash for media comment. South Australian police say they have proof that the same offender is responsible for three unsolved murders committed in the state over a 13-year period. Detective Superintendent Des Bray says the murders of Phyllis Harrison in 1998, Beverly Hanley in 2010, and Stephen Newton in 2011 have been investigated by Task Force Resolute. Resolute was established after fresh forensic evidence was uncovered. Detective Superintendent Bray says the suspect is a 39-year-old male who lives in South Australia's Riverland and was known to all three victims at the time of their deaths. He's urging people with any information about the crimes to come forward.
This was a cowardly attack on our grandmothers, on an invalid pensioner. Each attack was extremely brutal, and the type of people that commit these offences are not worthy of people defending. So I would encourage anybody with information to think about it, consider their conscience, consider the families of each of the victims, and do the right thing now and come forward.
Banned Australian batsmen David Warner and Cameron Bancroft have signed up for a limited overs tournament in the Northern Territory in July. The pair will use the tournament to return to cricket after the ball tampering scandal on Australia's South Africa tour, which saw them banned from international, state and the domestic Big Bash 2020 tournament. NT Cricket said in a statement that former Australia vice-captain Warner has been confirmed for two one-day matches on the 21st and 22nd of July, and Bancroft will be available for the whole tournament. Warner and former Australian captain Steve Smith are serving a year-long ban, while former Test opener Bancroft is serving 9 months for his part in the Cape Town scandal. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, showers, 16. Melbourne, a shower or two, 17. Hobart, rain at times, becoming windy and 17 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two developing and 17. Wollongong, possible late shower, 22. Sydney, sunny and 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. a shower or two in Brisbane, 24. Cairns, a shower or two in 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.